Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Hellsing Ultimate, which was your choice this week, Rick.
It indeed was. And I'm liking it. I liked it a lot, actually. Like I figured Hellsing and Hellsing Ultimate, you know, whatever. It'll be similar. It'll be the same. I figured it would be very similar to Full Metal Alchemist and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Understandable. But before that, we were actually talking about vehicles, how mine could actually tell when life events happen, and a game that we're both actually excited about coming out on the Nintendo Switch. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. Dollar a month will get you all that bonus content. Now, Hellsing Ultimate is 10 episodes long, and they're actually OVAs, each one roughly anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour. The air dates for it are February 2006 through December 2012. So you have almost 7 year span for it. Producers for it are Genin Universal, Studio RF, to name the couple, and studios for it are Madhouse, Satellite, and Graphinica. It's a source is a manga. Genres are action, horror, supernatural, military, vampire, and seinen.
Okay, I agree with that. That's not horrible. I figured you'd have like a rating on there as well, like rated R for mature.
Well, it is rated R, but we've never stated the ratings before, so I don't know why we would now.
I feel like it's needed.
It's been needed much, muy mucho times before. We've never stated it before, so I don't know why we would now.
What? I'm trying to rack my brain. What else have we said that whoever watched that needed a rating?
Well, I
know I just put you on the spot, but like, I'm trying to rack my brain. Nothing's been this
gory. Well, there's been a couple, including the first one. The first one was a little gory. That was also rated R.
Okay. Well,
as gory. I said a little gory.
Hellsing was rated R?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Comparatively, Hellsing looks like Barney compared to Hellsing Ultimate, which looks like Jurassic Park. Well, so
it's rated. It's rated R because of some of the grotesqueness of it for the first one.
Okay.
Granted, it's not as gory as this one was, but it was still fairly gory.
Well, this one also had different themes. I should probably begin with the beginning of the show. If you've seen Hellsing, I highly recommend watching Hellsing Ultimate. That said, episode one, they're similar. In episode one of Ultimate, I feel like it covers the first half of Hellsing.
Well, yeah, and that was kind of the point. But to help jog your memory on some of the other ones that we've watched that are definitely not rated K for kids or TVY7, another Bloodsea, Akira. Really?
You're joking.
Why would those be rated TVY7? Like,
not Y7, but I thought maybe like PG-13.
No.
Wow.
Corpse Party. Rated PG-13. Corpse Party. Yeah, blood, guts, everywhere. That totally makes sense. Another violent, horrible murders and death. Yeah.
I figured that was like...
Where you have nudity. That's PG-13 all the way, every day.
Rated E for everyone, just like these hands.
What about Goblin Slayer? That's certainly rated
We mentioned that. We mentioned there was trigger warnings in that, like a son of a gun.
Yeah, because of obvious reasons. And this one, kind of the same thing. They kind of borderline on it. But that one
was trigger warnings
for a different reason entirely.
True. Well, I mean, here they've got one, too, where the dude's, like, having sex with a corpse.
True. That is true. So... When I first saw that, that did kind of throw me for a loop.
Really? Yeah. Just a little loop, huh?
Yeah. It was like, what?
I was watching in the first episode when it all, in my opinion, goes not downhill, but dude starts masturbating with a hand that's been severed and not like the way you'd think. He's like into the wrist. You're like, what the?
Huh? What?
When? Yeah. When he's talking to, he calls up somebody talking to his bro. He's leaning on the back of a pile of corpses and he's talking. It's in episode one. They're like, how have you cleared out everything? And it looks like he's just playing with it, but he's playing with it extremely suggestively.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Back motion. That is suggestively. They did not show him actually doing that. So. I will say that you can insinuate. So we'll take that for what it is. However, the straight up having sex with a corpse is another story entirely.
Yeah, the phrase "I've done worse with worse."
Well, hang on. Did you watch it dubbed or subbed?
Dubbed, because you said it was funnier dubbed.
No, I said. The laughing is better dubbed, as in ha ha ha, at least for the first couple episodes. Then but the subs are a lot better. So in the sub, so take episode one, for example, when we're first getting introduced to Saris or police girl, right? Mm-hmm. The priest says, I'm going to violate you. I don't want you to turn into.
Oh, yeah, no, In the sub,
he says the R word. He straight up says it multiple times. And he says he's going to take his time doing that. And so that same scene where you're talking about the corpse, the guy in the subbed version, he straight up says, I don't care. The body is still warm.
So I watched it dubbed, but with subtitles.
Okay.
And the verbiage did change a little bit. And I could have sworn he said something similar to that. But I could have been listening to it and reading at the same time. I've done that before.
Typically when you're watching it in English and you have subtitles on, they are literal subtitles for direct translations. What's being said in English.
I thought that
sometimes you can, just depends on where you watch it, but sometimes you can have the literal subtitles with a different language playing so that way you can see the different context, but that's not always. But there were massive language differences in the dub and sub. And I watched it both ways. I've seen it both ways. So I know that he doesn't say rape in English. He says, I'm going to violate you. I'm going to take my time and this and that. But in the subs, they definitely get more vulgar with their language in the subs. That is for sure. The other thing is I liked that they really clarify, like how we didn't have clarification in the first one in the Helsing Ultimate. Mm-hmm. You get that clarification. In order for you to be a vampire, in order for you to turn into a vampire, you must be a virgin. Whether you're a guy or girl, you have to be a virgin.
And of the opposite sex.
They didn't say the opposite sex.
They did.
They did.
A boy cannot create a boy. I promise you. First episode.
I know that's what I'm talking about. They said that you can turn a vampire into a turn someone into a vampire, but it can't turn a non-virgin into it. And they even referenced that children that should be turning into vampires are not getting turned into vampires, because of an entirely different reason.
So I don't want to look it up because I think it'll take too much time. Cause it's, in case you're curious, it's an hour and 15 minute long show every episode. So just be aware of that. If you're going to go, don't think like I did where you can just binge it and you'll be fine. it's going to take a full day to binge. But I could have sworn Like, I'd bet money. Well, no, I wouldn't bet money because I lose too often. But I would bet a choice on the next video that they said that you can only do it of the opposite sex. I could be wrong. Like I said, I've been wrong before, but I could have sworn it was only specified like that.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, if that's how it is, I'm glad that it's really super granular then at that point, you know.
Yeah, like they made a lot of like focused in, this is what it is. Oh, and they also clarified that Sir Helsing, the woman, the
Integra?
The head of the house. Integra, yes. She's also a virgin.
Yes. Yes. And stays one.
Probably should point that out too. She stays one. But that I only picked up on that because the police girl was not, just like in the original Hell's, like she wasn't consuming blood because she felt like she was going to give up something if she were to do that, which I like the fact they added it in here because it makes sense. And when she was losing power and stuff like that, the Integra cut her finger. It was like, here, drink some blood. And it's not much. And this is an order. You have to kiss my finger. No, you've got a few drops of virgin blood. Maybe they'll make you a little bit more strong, a little stronger. And it was literally just enough to get her back.
No, I was going to say that's another key difference is she tells her, like, in, again, in the subs, it's like, hey, you know, mm-hmm. here's the blood and everything like that. But do not bite me.
Yeah, she says, don't bite me in there. But she goes, be sure not to bite. But
yeah, which is probably why I'm thinking that it doesn't matter which way it is. Right. I'm not possible. Saying you're again, that's where I'm like my mentality, because I remember that that's probably why I'm thinking that it doesn't matter which way. Then again, she just may not want to get bit her finger bitten off and drained of all her blood and then killed. That's also a very good possibility. I'm just yeah. throwing that out there.
You might not be able to stop your first feeding, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that could be it.
So what do you think about a different animation style?
So
like
I noticed an evolution and change in the animation style. I mean, especially over almost 7 years, you are bound to notice some animation styles, especially with it changing from studio to studio to studio.
True. I prefer this way far more than I did the original. And it's not because it's simply better. There are reasons why. I feel like it is... because there was a following, they put more money into it, I feel like. And
maybe
what's frustrating to me is in most shows, everyone's got a sad backstory. Everyone's got trauma. I get that. Not every one of the characters or the side characters who are about to die or in the process of dying need me to feel bad for them or make the attempt. After, I would say, the fourth or fifth person, it stopped feeling genuine. And I stopped caring, with the exception of the dude who stole a kiss.
True. However, I think that they didn't do it for every side character. They just did it for the main or pivotal characters. So we didn't get Walter's backstory.
No, we didn't.
We got Alucard's. We got...
Wait. Are we sure he's dead?
Did Jude not stay till the end?
Like after the credits?
Yes.
No.
Spoiler. I just saw... Spoiler.
Okay.
He's not dead. He comes back after 30 years and he says, I spent the last 30 years killing all 3 million, some odd 100,000, some odd people. So there's only one left. And he is now the embodiment of Schrodinger. He is not Schrodinger's cat. He is Schrodinger vampire.
Wait a second. So what happened to the... you already had Schrodinger vampire.
Yeah, well, he got absorbed by Alucard. And that's just how it is. And I honestly agree with Gemma, who's in our chat. Alucard is the best.
Of course. Of course, especially his like ultimate, I'm going to open my shit up. and everyone I've ever consumed is now fighting with me, bro.
Yes.
Dude, you've got a legion behind you of badass people. Which, now, the only thing I did... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, which also, again, I really love the fact that they helped explain and show that this is why it's impossible to really kill him.
He's got too many souls.
Exactly. And they explain the soul and currency of the souls for it as well, which was really well done. In comparison to the first Helsing, Helsing Ultimate was truly a step up. And I'm glad that the detail and the work that they put in there was really reflected and showed.
It did. But I kind of wish they'd have thrown a little more. So I liked it here because there was a really good amount of story they added, not just everything, but like they added a good amount of just storytelling. There was a lot of fighting. Don't get me wrong. There was a few areas which you could skip and not miss, but there wasn't one full episode you could do that to. And I appreciated the rivalry between the Catholic dude.
Alexander?
I appreciated the conflict and the rivalry between the two. It wasn't just a rivalry. It was a respect.
Yeah.
You know? And every time they fought, I was like, all right, cool. This is awesome. And then the last time they fought, I was like, this is dedication. Like, only an anime character could give this much, like, effort. Because, dude, your arm's basically blown off. Yeah. And, like, you're holding it up with your mouth.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to go for it. And he's bleeding everywhere. And you're like, okay, I got to go through everyone that you've killed before, basically, to get to you. So I'm going to be tired by the time I get to you. And he's just like, walk in the park, baby.
Yeah. Which, again, you know, even though that they were enemies, even though Alucard and Alexander were enemies, and I feel like there's a lot more that went on between them with, I would say, given that there is a lengthy amount of time from when they first meet to that point, that they've developed this like kind of like kinship. Hey, even though we're enemies, we respect each other. We have this mutual respect to a different level or a different degree. And I really enjoyed that. It made it enjoyable.
It made me feel like because he mentioned that he's seen each other far, far before this. And you saw that Alexander was like the same age as he was when the bishop was a kid.
Yes.
So Maxwell. I was like, maybe he's part vampire, but no, it was just experiments. But like, how many experiments made you to where you don't age like hardly at all? And you've got superhuman ability. You don't really feel pain. You've got God on your side, you know, like, holy crap. Cause it made me feel like I thought he was Frankenstein.
Alexander? Really?
Yeah. Like that's the vibe I got off of it. Cause I was like, you want a monster to fight a monster, technically.
True. But then at the same time, Alucard also said that he can't be killed by a monster. He has to be killed by a human because only humans can kill monsters.
He did say that, but you also notice he never kills him.
Well, that's because he doesn't stay a human. He turns, in Alucard's opinion, into a monster.
Yeah. But again, Frankenstein, it would fit so perfectly.
It does. It'd
be so awesome.
It does. And if you remember, when we after we watched it, I told you that Helsing Ultimate is better. And
by lots.
The battles are a lot better. The fighting, the story, everything is so much better. Although there is a couple of scenes where you just kind of tilt your head to the side and go, huh, like the giant army for the Catholics. Yeah, I'm like,
you mean the KKK Catholics?
Yes, exactly what they are. When I first saw them, yeah. I could not help but think, wow, that's the I mean, like, it kind of fits hand in hand. You have Nazis on one side, the KKK on the other side.
I'm like, this is a fight we're going to have right here. Okay. We got Nazis. We got monsters. We got KKK, like, you know, represent, because, huh. And it was interesting how they tried to bring in real-ish facts to the anime, such yeah. as, like, Nazis fled to Argentina and stuff like that.
Right.
It did happen. It is part of history. And I like the fact that that's where the millennium came from. And you're like, okay. Now, what I did notice, forgot her name again.
Saris?
No.
Integra? Helsing.
Yeah, Integra. She was a lot more bold here.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, like calling for war and being like, no one messes with me or my family. We do not back down ever. Go get them. Search and destroy. Those are your only objectives. It's mm-hmm. your only order. And I'm going to need you to do that for me now. And let me know when you're done.
Yeah. This version of Helsing definitely covered a lot. It covered a lot more. There was a lot more going on. I mean, I feel like there would be no way for us to be able to truly encompass everything that happens in here, because there's so much that happens. And with each episode being 50 to an hour and 10 minutes long, each one, that's a lot of story. And I'm really glad that they just didn't turn it out like all in the same year, every month or whatever, that they actually took their time. And they released it over the course of several years.
Yeah.
Granted, you could see the varying differences in animation. So where it started off, where it looked and sounded like some of the voice actors kind of phoned it in. As it progressed on, you could tell that the quality got better. The voice acting got better. The details behind it all got better. And it just really helped elevate it and made you more vested in it. That being said, there were some points or some instances where I feel like they were trying to be too goofy with it, too comedic.
In what manner?
So when Alucard and Alexander are about to fight inside the museum.
Yep. And then you had a tourist. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The tourists, and they're trying to usher them through, and they're a lot more cartoonish and everything going through there. That when it's like moments like that or instances like that, that's when it kind of pulled me out of the whole experience. It made it so like, I understand what they were trying to do.
Yeah, because it was a bit too tense, and you needed something.
Right, and I get that, but I just feel like the animation and the timing of it just like kind of pulled me out of the experience. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, that just, I felt like they could have probably maybe kept the animation and spun it a little differently instead of just completely changing the animation and going for this weird, kooky, goofy type look, because it feels like they just kind of dropped the ball and they just like did it in a hurry, personally.
I guess I can see that. The quality did go down for that, I will admit. I don't know. I don't really have a good answer or a good way to say what it was, but I feel like the thing that made it different in the best way possible was attention to detail.
Yeah.
So, and going back to when you said Alexander became a monster, why do you think Alucard was so pissed about that?
Because in Alucard's mind, and I can ultimately see this, that he wasn't destroying him or fighting him based under his own power, under his own strength, that he's not strong enough to be a human, in his words, to be able to continue forward and fight. Because one of the things Alucard constantly says is he was too weak of a human to be able to be human. And that's why he became a monster, that he could not stand the pressure or the strain or the stresses or anything like that of being a human. And so he gave up his humanity and became a vampire like that.
So what I personally think while what you said is correct, he did actually say all that stuff. I think that Alucard was upset that Alexander became a monster, a holy monster at that, because he saw Alexander as the closest being possible that could kill him.
Yeah,
eventually, well, with time.
And that's, I think he wants to die. Yeah, he does. And he openly says that he was actually begging Alexander to kill him. He goes, yes, please come kill me. Not that he's going to just lay down and die. He was going to act. He wants him to actually kill him. And he threw it away in his opinion.
I mean, not wrong. It felt like I kind of felt sad for him. You know, I felt really depressed because for a moment, I want to point that out. It wasn't for a whole series, but like when you finally understand the weight that Alucard's been holding the entire time, when you understand the desire just to be done with the rage, to be done with the frustration, and having looking like one hope just went away, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, shit, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. And I can understand completely where he's coming from too for that, because that would be a very big disappointment for me as well, in that all this time, all this effort and everything that happened only to be let down ultimately.
And do we ever find out why Alucard was listening to Helsing?
No.
I know that the father pretty much tamed him. I never figured out why he stick around. In the first one, it's because her blood was pure and tasty or something like that.
Well, no, it's because of a deal that he had made with Arthur, Integra's father. And again, it still holds true even to this one that he's basically sticking around because of a deal or a compromise he made with Arthur, Integra's father. We don't know the details or anything like that. That's probably further elaborated in the manga, but we're never given that information in the anime.
I still say it's worth a watch. I don't think I'd go so far as to read the manga, because I think the manga might ruin the anime for me, for lack of a better phrase. And this is a good show. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's a really good show.
I'm of the mindset, and I hate it when authors do this. Oh, God, I can't stand it. When they're like, they give you a fantastic first season and they're like, if you want more, read the manga. And you're like, No Game, No Life is a really good example of that. Attack on Titan threatened to be.
Yeah. I will say this. I think that this was in its entirety adapted into the anime. So I don't think there's anything to read beyond that.
Oh, good.
I mean, when the anime came out, like when Ultimate came out, so the manga was released in 97 and it ran through 2008. And so, well, years after the Helsing Ultimate, or after the manga was done, Helsing Ultimate was still coming out. So I believe that they did do it to its completion or did it to an end point. Being that I haven't read it, I'm going to probably have to go back and read it, and just so I can get that find out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see this coming back at all. I see it as completely finished. I don't see any way that they can continue on the story.
That makes sense. I didn't think they could continue with what a lot of things they were doing, but they did.
Yes. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
What did you think of the credits?
In the later shows, they changed. Because before it was just fade to black, basically. You're just, it wasn't fade to black. It was showing a cross. And it was the same thing.
Well, it was a cross, but if you actually looked and it was slow, you saw some changes for it in that little cross, even in those.
Oh, I didn't see that then.
Killing me, Smalls.
Why? How bad? I saw the same thing. So I'm like, oh, so I watched the first one and I was like, all right, there's really not a lot going on here. All right, cool. The second one, I saw it begin to be the same thing. And I'm like, I'm just going to skip it.
So the credit, it gives you kind of a reason to watch the credit for some of them. So some of them, it kind of shows you like an aftermath, or this is the result of this. So in the second one, if I remember correctly, it shows them at basically at funerals and mourning the loss of people and things like that. So it's like kind of like does a little bit of a story, but sometimes it kind of recaps a little bit what happened, or does like a kind of like an offshoot or a continuation. So it's just like kind of all over the place, but it gives you a reason to actually kind of watch it until the later ones, where the later ones it just moved away from that. It's just like art and animation and things like that. But you can, there is a reason to watch it. And there usually is something after the credits to watch.
Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Rick, come on.
What I didn't think there was anything, so I just skipped them. It didn't help that I did binge this in the last 2 days. So
true.
Time was of the essence. Like a few things happened. You know,
you're killing me, Spice. You're killing me.
But yeah, I ended up getting a little bit more focused on the meat and potatoes.
Hey, that's all right. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
I wasn't there for the dessert.
Apparently not, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is a lot more that we could actually really talk about. We can go into a lot more detail about this.
Well, one last thing I wanted to talk about, because I thought this was amazing.
Hit me.
The character change and the visual change of Alucard, to how he grew a beard at one point in time, and he looked more mature. He went from a cartoony character with limitations to a very real, badass-looking individual. And then you find out later, via his backstory, that that's what he looked like in life.
Yes. Which I'm really happy that we got a background to him, how he became Alucard, basically Dracula.
Yeah.
And we get the background, the story, and then we find out the background and story for Ceres, and we already knew the background and story for Integra. So we just like get little snippets and bits and pieces for it throughout. But I liked that we got those backgrounds, that we got the understanding so that way we could better understand it and connect with the characters.
That makes sense.
All right. So all that being said, despite the fact that we could say a hell of a lot more, on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I would rate this, I'd give it a 9. Like, this is something that I'd recommend to the older audience. I'd recommend it highly. There was like 4 or 5 things I would change. That would give it a 10 otherwise. Like, I would have loved a little bit better music, a little bit better ambient music, a little better ambiance, if you will. I think it was a little bit too graphic at times for the backstories. And as I mentioned before, I thought it was they went too far in the backstories that I stopped caring. So they just pulled back that a little bit. It'd be perfect.
I get you. All right. I felt like the backstories were kind of helped explain the details and everything like that. So I'm actually glad they did the backstories. The wonky animation that they randomly threw in there, that kind of really detracted it for me. It did not have a strong beginning, especially with the voice acting. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going with 8. It was, it was still good. I would still recommend this. I'm going with 8 simply because I feel like they could have done a little bit more with it. And I would love to see a little bit more information about the characters and the details for them, but that's just me personally.
Okay.
All right. So next week's choice.
I believe it's yours.
It is. And it's going to be Whiskers Away. A Whisker Away. Oh. It's a movie. That's okay, all I cool. know. That's all all I'm ever going to know is A Whisker Away. But you know, I mean, like, heck, we watched Helsing Ultimate, and what better way to celebrate Christmas than Helsing Ultimate?
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, you
know, didn't plan it. This would have been great for Halloween.
But this would have been great for Halloween. That's why when we were talking, I was like, "Are you sure you don't want to save this for Halloween, Rick?"
I'm glad we did it now, because if we did it later, I don't think it would have
meant as much.
Yeah, I don't think it would have had the same. Yeah, because I'd have forgotten what the first one was even about.
All right, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Well. Hope you enjoyed this week's choice. If you've seen next week's choice, or we missed something, didn't do enough justice to it, did it too much justice or anything else, feel free to reach out to us. Let us know. FeaturedAnimePodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, or join us in our Discord. A link for that's going to be in the show notes for you, feel free to use smoke signal. Feel free to reach out to us, or, you know, dollar a month. Want to support us, get some extra bonus content. We are getting ready to record our next episode that patrons can vote for on patreon.com. Dollar a month. It'll get you bonus episodes. We just did Drunken Master, which is a Jackie Chan classic. And if you want to buy yourself some swanky merch, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.